five men who were convicted in 2008 of plotting an attack on Fort Dix are back in federal court in Camden. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, after years of national attention and controversy, the so-called Fort Dix Five have been given one last shot at fighting for a new trial.
The case started 9 years ago at a Circuit City in Cherry Hill. One of the men brought a videotape there to be made into DVDs. It had footage of the men skiing, riding horses, and shooting assault rifles in the Poconos. The Circuit City technician found it disturbing and called the FBI. The FBI hired informants who investigators say discovered that the men had been plotting an attack at Fort Dix.
These homegrown terrorists can prove to be as dangerous as any known group, if not more so. They operate under the radar. Today we dodged a bullet.
That's FBI agent J.P. Weiss when the men were arrested in 2007. A federal jury convicted the five of conspiring to kill U.S. servicemen. They were sentenced to life in prison. At issue now, though, is why they didn't testify in their own defense during the trial. Now they say they wanted to, but were blocked by their attorney at the time. Lumi Kaija is a cousin of the three brothers and was among dozens of supporters in the federal courtroom.
If they testified and tell their side of the story, they would have had more innocence shed on their case. But they were misguided by the lawyers. They were misrepresented.
Other supporters, including Maha Halal of the National Coalition to Protect Civil Freedoms, say a new trial is needed because the men were entrapped by authorities.
The issue came about when FBI informants became involved and the fact that these individuals were Muslim, right? And the only reason they were criminalized is because they were Muslim.
On the witness stand, their former attorney said the five agreed not to testify after he advised against it. He said it would have been damaging because they held fanatical beliefs, like that 9/11 was an inside job. The new defense attorney for the men took pains to show that the former lawyer was disorganized, incompetent, and actively blocked them from testifying in their own trial. The hearings continue this week, and whether a new trial is called for will be up to the judge. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.